Strong Day with Emily Kennedy from the Edmond FFA chapter, and just back from the National FFA Convention. Emily, when we talked after your Final Four appearance in the National Creed Contest, you were waiting to see how things would work out, if you'd hear your name called or not on that Friday night. They handed out the awards. You heard your name called as the National Creed Speaking winner, the national champion for 2016. What was the feelings of your emotions as you kind of waited for that moment?
It was truly overwhelming. I could not stop thinking about how God has blessed me through my whole FFA experience. No matter if I've lost or no matter if I've done well, He has always been there for me. And that feeling was so amazing because all of the stress was just lifted off my shoulders and I had the accomplishment of it's all over. I have worked for this. And I have that tendency to not really process things until after. And so I was in shock. And so once I got backstage and after I did an interview, that's when it really hit me. So it was just the best feeling in the world.
Right. Yeah. I know that, as you answered your questions on the national stage on that Friday, you had one question. You had the opportunity to respond about your experience with the boys' home, with some of the guys that you're actually going out and helping with equine. Mm-hmm. That was a great answer as far as that you were really, I think, subtly showing your involvement in the community, your faith. You're almost a witness.
Yes, I have a passion for the Oklahoma Baptist Homes for Children, and they have really invested in me and showed me what it really means to be a servant and a leader. And going out to that boys' ranch, I am able to make a relationship with those boys that is irreplaceable, and the boys' ranch has played a vital role in making me who I am today.
As a national winner, you're probably going to be asked a few times over the next couple of years, what's the secret to winning the Creed contest? How do you get ready? How do you get prepared? What do you be telling some of the younger members that are going to be coming behind you?
What I would tell those younger members is just have a passion for what you do. If you are passionate about agriculture and you are passionate about learning the new technologies and you're passionate about learning your history and learning everything that you can, and you are driven to know all that you can know, you will do very successful. So that's what I would tell the younger members.
I asked you to do this on the TV set here a while ago, but could you recite the FFA Creed for us here now in this interview?
Sure. The FFA Creed by E.M. Tiffany. I believe in the future of agriculture. With a faith born not of words, but of deeds. Achievements won by the present and past generations of agriculturists. In the promise of better days through better ways. Even as the better things we now enjoy have come to us from the struggles of former years. I believe that to live and work on a good farm or to be engaged in other agricultural pursuits is pleasant as well as challenging. For I know the joys and discomforts of agricultural life and hold an inborn fondness for those associations which, even in hours of discouragement, I cannot deny. I believe in leadership from ourselves and respect from others. I believe in my own ability to work efficiently and think clearly with such knowledge and skill as I can secure. And in the ability of progressive agriculturists to serve our own and the public interest in producing and marketing the product of our toil. I believe in less dependence on begging and more power in bargaining. In the life abundant and enough honest wealth to help make it so, for others as well as myself. In less need for charity and more of it when needed. In being happy myself and playing square with those whose happiness depends upon me. I believe that American agriculture can and will hold true to the best traditions of our national life, and that I can exert an influence in my home and community, which will stand solid for my part in that inspiring task.